We're holding in Yudim Beis, Rashi, the Ramaskal of Amai, which is in the narrow lines, about six lines down. So the Mor says, so that what he said to do, Yehuda said to do, was to close, you have this mug which is 15 amas wide, and you put in a pass, which is, you move away from one side 2 amas, you put a pass which is 3 amas. Why must he enclose all 3 amas in with 1 unit, with 1 pass? He has to pass amu mechsa, the peya eight solokas, so put immediately adjacent to the wall a pass of 1.5 amas. Yarchik beis amas, then move another 2 amas, give a gap of 2 amas. He has to pass amu mechsa, ezel pesel gol, and make a second pass, which is again 1.5 amas, and that'll be immediately adjacent to the wide opening of the 10 amas. So why don't you allow that? Mishum the parts meruba al ha'omid shemikan. Well, omid shemikan elim kain titzar from yachad. It's the opening of the 2 amas is greater than either one of the omdim, either one of the walls which are there. It's the walls are 1.5, the opening is 2. It's only the walls are only greater when you combine both together, because there are 3 and it's only 2. 1.5 plus 1.5. Elam kain titzar from yachad liyos shneim rovim alav. It's only greater when you combine the 2 together. So we see from this, we don't say that. The Armin Merubah Lapor is Bein Beis Aruchos. Kishet Titzarfem Loi Havid Armin Merubah. The Armin, which is considered greater when you combine the 2 together, but each one by itself is not enough, it's not larger than the Poritz, is not considered Armin Merubah. You look at each one individually. It supports rubble of each one. The piritza is greater. So it comes out. It's mevatel. If you look at the piritza is greater than the oimid, so your opening is more than 10. So that's the more one is derived from this. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that. Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mor says, in the case where there wasn't a pirtza on the second side of one of the oimdim, so there's only one opening, so then the 2 oimdim will be, each one smaller than the opening, will be greater, can be greater than the opening. If you put 1.5 amas, 2 amas opening, 1.5 amas, and then 10 amas opening, so the second pass, which has 2 amas on one side, which is greater than it, has 10 amas on the other side, which is greater than it, those will be mevatel the pass. So you can't be mitzarif the 2. Whereas, okay, so why don't you do an amma pass, an amma opening, an amma pass, an amma opening, an amma pass? Shunil Porsko, I made also that if they're exactly equal, that's not good. I looked at the Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua, he Bisheli Pirkan. That's a machlok, later on at the end of the parak, Tin Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua. Shemati mina mihachad Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna Sirali. We see Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Huna, Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, that its parts come in his usher. Ficha call amas parts oiseris oimich etzla. If the oimid is an ama and the pirtza is an ama, the ama of the pirtza will negate the oimid. It was a shein kan stimus, is not considered closed. Morgan says no, because the last one, you say, we're the Hagisa, the Hagisa is Pesach Gadol. One said you have the ten Amah opening, the Hagisa, Amas, Amah HaParis, the Amah which is Paris on the other side. Mavatle the Amah HaOymin She'etzel HaPesach. So the Amah, the last Amah of Oymid, which is right next to the ten Amah opening, will become Gadol. Versus, okay, fine. Yarchik Amah Min HaKesel, but yes, a pas Amah Mech, so you can put it an Amah gap by the wall, they make a pass of an Amah and a half, then do an Amah opening, and then they're going to pass of an Amah and a half. The Hashul, the Mitzar, Aver Amah, Im Aver HaPesach, Levatel Amah Lo Mechso. You can't say, well, this the second pass, which is an Amah and a half, has 10 Amahs on one side, and it has an Amah on the other side. We don't say that. We say, rather, the Habotel Le Aver, the Zutubine, the opposite, the 1.5 amas makes it the of Oymid makes the ama of one bottle. The opening of one bottle. Rabbi Shapir Tvei Shlo Yitei Pirtza Shte Amas Kachas. The more I felt that was better to do that instead of having an opening of two. Whereas in Echanami, you could have done that. The Hochi Shapir Tvei, Vekuli Haile Atshechuv. It's better, but the Bais of the Chazar weren't Matriachim so much. For the Merkasha, Dilma Shavik Pischa Rabba. Why aren't we worried about the fact that if you have this opening of two over here, people will use that, not the main opening. And if that happens, about the Taurus Pesach Minei, the main opening becomes no longer the Pesach. Botol Lechi HaMasukin Boi. The Lechi is no longer Lechi in the opening. And Lechi only works if it's in the Pesach. It's a mobi zebul like tikkun, so this mobi has no tikkun. Morris says, "What do you mean?" So Morris says, "No, we're not where people will do that. People won't do that. People will not leave the main door and go to the side door." Morris says, "I my shlomi of Amir Rav Asi the Marina Liel but mobi shenifrits mitzidoi klapi roishay that if there's an opening on the side near the front of the mobi." Near the front of the side wall, it's an opening of Gimel, Enomater, it's also. But Avogav, they appear to Pachusim, Yeser Amis, even though normally appear to Ten Amis. In appear to Pachusim, Yeser Amis, Seres Bimavi, it doesn't usually make a create a problem. It's still Kashle, you know, they sense a problem. Mishum Dilma Ayeli, Benafki, Bahau Pierce, they'll use that opening, which is of Shloisha, which is three Tuachim. Ubotel Kama, Mi Pesach. So then the front opening is no longer the opening, and therefore the tikkun of the mavi is no longer valid. So our answer is Hasim Ikla Mechash Lahachi. We're worried about it. Mishum Dahi Pirtza Katana in Tzida Shal Mavihi. That Pirtza was on the side. Umemati Milucha and will allow the person to come from that direction. It will make it easier for him to walk. Over here, it's both in the end of the mavi, the opening of the mavi. So, what do you gain? So, you might as well use the larger one.
If you had a second Pesach, I'm saying, why don't you just say that require lechid or korah by each of them?
What do you gain? So you might as well use the larger one. What the larger opening?
Mm-hmm. That's a fair question. I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember the halacha. I don't think you can do two lechis, two different openings. You have to make up your mind whatever Chazar Masakim the Pesach of the Mavi has a din of lechi. Okay. Tanan Hossam, we're back on the Gemara, about halfway down the page, where it says the word Tanan Hossam, and if you look at some, Gemara's have it on the side, it says that there's no such Mishnah, and it would probably be Titania. Okay. Or ha'aslo b'chalal shaloi mitzarfin b'tefach. The issue over here is that we're discussing a keli, which is a tefach wide, which is will be ma'il over a tuma, will transfer the tuma to other things which are beneath it. So there's a keli here, and so tuma's mace here. So the law, there's no, they're not no shayches each other. If you put a board above the two, and the board is a tefach wide, so the board now is acting as an oil over the tumah, the kezias of the mace, and the keli becomes tumah. So what do we do if we have a situation where what's over it is not a board? There's something called the or ha'aslo. It's a piece of leather, which is, we'll see later on, it's used to cover, you use it as like a covering for the basic kisa, and it has a hole in the middle. The nature of it is when a person sits down on it, it spreads, but otherwise it contracts, and the width of the whole thing is it's a tefach, with the hole in the middle. So does the hole in the middle count to give it a width of a tefach? Or you say, since it's only a tefach with a hole, that's not a tefach. So the Brisa says that Or Ha'asav Chalal Shalom Mitzarfim B'Tefach. So even though there's a hole there in the middle, since the total amount of the Asa is a Tefach wide, the hole is irrelevant. That's considered, that's a Tefach wide. It can bring Tumah. So now, how wide was the hole, and how wide were the side pieces? And that's going to be an issue of this Ar Sugya. That's what is relevant over here, because it's the Ayman Beruba. We're going to transfer the concept of Ayman Beruba from a Pesach to Avot Mavui to this Tefach here, the same concept. Okay, so my Or Ha'asla, what exactly is Or Ha'asla? Omer Rabba Bar Bechon, Omer Birchon, Or Kisei Shal Basic Kisei. It was used to cover the opening of the basic, when they would go to sit in the basic Kisei. Bekama, how wide was it? How much leather was there, and how much opening was there? Because Rav Dimi said, "Amr etzbayim mikan, betzbayim mikan, betzbayim rebuch b'emsa." So he's calculating a tefach as 6 finger breasts. And I told you before, it's 4. The more is going to say that depends if you're using the thumb or using your other fingers. It's the same amount. Basically, it's a third, a third, and a third. So you have a third of a tefach on one side, a third of a tefach on the other side, and a third of a tefach in the middle, which is open. And that's enough oimid on the two sides to mevatel the hole, and therefore the hole is considered, if it's closed, then it's considered the whole tefach is closed. Okay. That was what Rav Dimi said. Ki also Robin, ki means when he came, it means when they arrived from Eretz Yisrael. They come from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel, and this is what he said. Ki also Robin, when Robin came, Amr Etzel Umechza Mikan, Etzel Umechza Mikan, Etzel Revach Behemsa. So he's calculating it as 4 Etzbos. So it's an etzba and a half on one side, an etzba and a half on the other side, that's 3, and an etzba in the middle, and that's 4. Amalei Abayel Rav Dimi. So Abay asked Rav Dimi, "Mi pligisu, are you and Rav Dimi arguing?" Amalei Loi, "We're not arguing. Haber Rav Ravasa, haber Zutrasa. V'loi pligin." He thought the question was, he's defining a tefach is 6 etzbos, and I'm defining tefach as 4 etzbos, so we're arguing. He says, no, I'm not arguing. I'm talking about larger etzbos, the thumb, which is 4 in a tefach, and he's talking about the smaller ones, which are 6 in a tefach. We're getting there. Don't worry. Amalei. So we're not arguing. Amalei. So Bais says back, lie, that's not true. Lie is asking me, the word means emes. The truth is, Ligisu, you are arguing. What are you arguing about? Ba'amin Meruba al Poritz Mishte Ruchas Ligisu. You're arguing in the issue of Ayman Meruba al Poritz, which is only greater than the Pirtza by the combining of the two sides. Your explanation was 1.5 on each side and 1 in the middle. So each one is greater than the opening in the middle. No, I'm sorry. He's talking to Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi has it 2, 2, and 2. So it's only greater when you combine the two sides. And the Ravin, Miruach Achas Havi Oymen, Mishiruach is Lehavi Oymen. It's only considered greater if each one is greater than the opening, but if you have to combine the two to be greater, that's not called greater. Nisa Chodaitach Loi Pligisu, because if you weren't arguing that point, let's assume that you're right. So you say it's, they're only arguing in the what measure you're using, you're not arguing in how to set it up. So you said a tefach, excuse me, an etzba and a half, an etzba and a half, and then one etzba in the middle. That's for four. So if you translate the same idea to six, it would have been the following: the Rabban Hachi Boyle the Mamer, etzba ushlish mikan. I'm sorry, he says it. Okay, he told Rabdimi. Rabdimi says two, two, and two. So you're telling me Rabban's not arguing with you. So Rabban, instead of saying an etzba and a half, an etzba and a half, and an etzba in the middle, he should have said an etzba and a third on one side. Etzba mishlish mikan, etzba and a third on one side. Etzba mishlish rabach bamsan, and an etzba and a third in the middle. That would have been the parallel to your case of two, two, and two. If it's two, two, and two by six, it's one and a third, one and a third, one and a third by four. Each one's equal and the same distance. Okay, so therefore I'm suggesting, and Abaye says, that you're arguing on the issue of Oymen Meruba Laporitz. Do you need that each side has, individual side has to be greater than the opening? So Rav Dimi said back to Abaye, Velamai Pligin, if we are arguing with the Hachi Boiler, the member, what I should have said was etz. If I'm telling you that you need, I hold that it has to be, you can combine each one, the two sides, and make it greater than the opening, and he holds that you can't, because I say two, two, and two, so each side, you can combine the two sides, and you're saying that's what I hold, and he holds you can't, so why don't they make it equal? I could have made each side smaller than the opening. I could have said the following. Etzba ushnei shlishim mikan. Etzba ushnei shlishim mikan. Etzba ushnei shlishim rebach b'emsa. I could have given you one and two-thirds on one side. One and two-thirds on the other side. The two sides. Which adds up to three and a third. And two and two-thirds in the middle, which is greater than each one of the openings, but not greater than both openings together. Excuse me, it's like greater than each one of the opening is greater than each one of the sides, but not greater than the both sides together. That could have been a valid option, if you're explaining me properly. If you think we're arguing, reports Koimed Pluginan. Not arguing on the issue, can you combine the two sides? Arguing if the oymen and the porch are exactly the same size, is that acceptable? I'm not saying that it is. So oymen kiporitz works, so two, two, two works, and he's saying no, oymen kiporitz is not acceptable. You have to have the oymen that's greater than the porch, so if it's one and a half, but neither one holds you combined. So he holds you have the one and a half, and one in the middle. Okay, so Grashi, or Ha'asla, the second line of the medium-sized lines in Rashi, Timfarish or also the basic kisei was made for the basic kisei. So shasorim, the more sophisticated people, so that they put it to cover the seat. So chalal nekim shabroy mitzarav lius oimed tefach sholim. The hole also counts for the tefach. Imyesh tacht of kizayis meis. V'kelim, if there is a kazayis mace under this ora asla on one end, and there's a kelim under the ora asla on the other end, mitamim be'oil, they would consider that they're tamim be'oil. Pachas b'tevach ain't oil, but if the tevach is less than, if the oil is less than a tevach wide, it's not considered an oil. Non tevach al tevach, merum tevach, maybe it's a tuma. It has to be a tevach, at least a tevach by a tevach.
So, now I said this thing.
The oral was not attached.
Shalsarim,
princes. So how much does the opening have to be that's considered that the opening is insignificant and it's bottled to the leather on the sides? The menachas prechtechelus even tefach the rice the dal begoidel chomish beetzba shish bezutrosi. So it's four thumbs, five of the regular fingers, and six of the pinky.
How about the fact that it expands, it contracts, like you said? So it's not like a post that doesn't move. It's just something that they're using an example of something that's moved, that's stretchable.
But right now it's not stretching, so it's just a tefach. Rab Ravosa begoidel. The large one is the thumb, is a Joseph Atzvaktana, but by the pinky, so it's six of them. So his bias says no. That even when you're not arguing in the measure of how big a tefach is, but the doch havi oimid, you hold that the combine the two is sufficient. You need both together to mevatel the whole. The rav and the doch and chalal pachas min echad min oimid. He holds that you can't combine the two. Because he defined each one of the sides as greater than the whole. You can't combine the two to make the bittul. So he said, well, that's the thought process. That's my point. I could have given an example where the opening is greater than either one of the sides, not equal, but greater than. But they together are greater than the whole. I didn't say that. The issue over here isn't we both hold you can't combine the two sides. The issue over here is the parts garment acceptable? He says it's an etzba and a half of the leather, and then it's a hope opening of an etzba. In the parts, the hole is less than either one of the sides. So if they're equal, that's not acceptable. Each one has to be greater than the pirtz. So Tosfos raises the question over here, why don't we say that the Zavir of the Hagisa, the Vir Hagisa, Mavatale, and there's this big wide open world on the other side of the Aslo. So if it's going to be equal to the same size, even if you tell me that's acceptable, we said when Moore said before, even if they're equal, but if there's a Vir of the Hagisa, Vir of the Hagisa, it's Mavatale. So how is Rav Dima going to work? So Tosfos says either Pshat is that by Kli, you don't say Avir HaGisa, Avir HaGisa, Mevat Olay, you don't say by Mechitzas. So it means this halacha is different by a Kli than it is by the a Mechitza. Or alternatively, the Ritzbo says, we only calculate into this consideration something which is part of the equation we're dealing with. That was what I mentioned to you yesterday. This question, by the way, is an interesting question. The Chazanish raises this question by your opening of your Talis Katan. He feels that the shoulders should not be less than the size of the opening in the middle. Otherwise, you have a problem with the pirtza, and therefore, it's like the beggar doesn't have four. It's like two separate begotim. It's mavatal, the holes mavatal the sides, and then you're left. You should put sitzes on the top. It's two separate begotim with needing sitzes, and you know. So
it's not four corners to either
beggar. Or not four corners either beggar. So he says you should make sure that the shoulders should be greater than the whole. Whether you hold, if you hold Oymid Kipporus is acceptable, so they should at least be equal to, or should be greater. That's an interesting application of this Gemara. That's like you wouldn't have guessed that, right? Okay. Till the Gemara. Imeshu Tzurz Pesach. We're quoting back in the Mishnah. Avisha Rocha Miaser Enot Tzurz Lamayit. So Mishnah said back in the Pesach of Aleph, there's a Tzurz Pesach. It can be wider than 10 amos. Okay, Asher and Tzurz HaPesach the Mahanya Baruch, but we know that Tzurz HaPesach addresses width. Malsara the Mahanya Begova, we know that a Malsara addresses height. If it's too above 20 amas, but it's decorated, that's okay. Ipchamai, what about the other way around? can Tzuris HaPesach address heights and say even though it's more than 20 amas tall, Tzuris HaPesach is okay. What about a Malsura addressing with Toshmas? The more is going to bring a riot to the first to one question. So that's very clear that Tzuris HaPesach addresses the height issue also. Amalser Barakhvay Mai, what about Amalser addressing the width? So the Mor is not going to come to a final conclusion. The Mor is going to try and bring a raya. Toshma, the Tanya, Mabishu Gavoya Masim Amma, Yemai. If it's higher than 20 amas tall, you have to be Mai. Barakhvay Meister, if it's wider than 10, again, Yemai. Meister Tursa Pesach, and a circle of Mai. Tursa Pesach does not addresses these issues, both of them. Meister Amalser, and a circle of Mai. And Amalser addresses these issues. So my love, a sefer that Amalser addresses even the issue of the fact that it's wider than 10, which is the second thing mentioned. Which is low, Amalser is going on Reisha. It's going on the Reisha also. Only on the Reisha, on the height issue. So the Mor says that we have no conclusion in regards to Amalser. And then there's a shot in the post, how to pass. Well, we hold that the answer is it's a machlokes, but the machlokes is everybody agrees in theory that you can have a certain pesach wider than 10. It's not the issue. We'll bring the Rav in a second. They hold you can't. We don't pass them like that. The question is, can we do that on all four sides? The case which we have, the Mavi, three sides are enclosed, and I want to address the fourth side, or two sides are enclosed, and I want to address the fourth side with it's sort of specified wider than 10, and that's fine. Can I do, and we also know, if I want to make Tzuris HaPesach on four sides, right, they're all, if they're 10 or less, that also works. That's all I have is Tzuris HaPesach four sides. The worst being such a case. But what about if all four sides are just Tzuris HaPesach and they're wider than 10? That's a machlokes. So what our city Erev does, according to the Rambam, doesn't work.
But you can't leave it like that. You have to say something according to somebody, it does work.
No, I was going to say, but it's in the sense of that's the machlokes, right? Okay. We quoted this before back in the Beis and Mabeis. Masel Rav Yehuda Lechia Bar Rav. So Kameid the Rav. So I guess Rav Yehuda Lechia Bar Rav was Rav's son. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, and he was like a tutor for Lechia Bar Rav, and he's teaching Lechia Bar Rav. And he said, if it's a Tzuris HaPesach more than 10, in the circle of Mayit. So Amalei Rav said back to Setzer of Yehuda, Asnei Tzarek Lamayit. Okay, that according to Rav told Rav Yehuda, his Talmud, please teach my son when you're teaching him that no, even 10 is a problem. More than 10 is a problem by Tzuris HaPesach also. Okay. So the Morris is like this. Amar of Yosef. From the words of Rav, holds that Tzuris HaPesach doesn't work more than 10. So, if I have a question where the issue isn't 10, the question is, it's Poritz Meruba. The same way we know that appearance, we have two types of appearances. We have appearances a problem because it's more than 10, we have appearances a problem because it's Poritz Meruba Lo Oimid. Rav holds that Tzuris HaPesach doesn't work for one. I'm going to conclude rather than hold Tzuris HaPesach doesn't work for the other one either. So we have the following scenario. Chatzar Sheruba Psachim Bechalonis. It's walled, but there are doors, a lot of doors in it. There's a lot of windows in it in such a way that it's not considered the window is larger than the wall. So it ends up with Sports Meruba. And on the terrace with Tzuris HaPesach, so the Tzuris HaPesach won't work. My time, why? Hol the Yosef Yasser, Yosef B'Mavi. The Parshim Rebbe Lo Oimed, Yosef B'Chotzer. So an opening more than 10 is a problem in a movie, and a person merubah is a problem in a chotzer. My years to me eser ho eser b'movi, and an itzibetzuras a pesach. Of course, merubah lo oimid ho eser b'chotzer, and an itzibetzuras a pesach. Where I'm going to conclude that tzuras a pesach doesn't address either of these problems of what's called a pirtzah. The more says no. Mal years to me eser ho eser b'movi. That shekain lo hitarte by etzel pasi biros. I'm going to tell you that the opening of more than 10 halachically is a more challenging gap to close than parts merubah lo oimid, and therefore even if the pesach doesn't work for more than 10, it will yes work for parts merubah lo oimid, not like Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because you see by the case we had pasi biros before. So Rabbi Yehuda says you can expand it up to 13.5, but Rabbi Meir says you can't. With his 10, and that's it. But even though the width, he says he limits the how wide you can make it, the fact that you have an am in each corner and you have 10 amas in between doesn't bother him. Well, that's a part merubah lo oimid if I ever saw one, right? And he said that's fine. So we see the problem of wider than 10 is more problematic than the problem of parts merubah lo oimid. So I'll then conclude that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for wider than 10. There's no reason to believe it can't work for parts of Merubah Lo Oimid, because that's less problematic. Inside, Mali Yosemi Esther Ha'oisim B'Mavi Shekein Lo Hitarta by Eitzel Pasi Biros L'Rameir. Wider than 10, Rameir holds does not work by Pasi Biros. Term of parts of Merubah Lo Oimid Oisim B'Chatzur Shekein Hitarta Eitzel Pasi Biros. That parts of Merubah Lo Oimid works. The Divrei HaKol according to everybody. Okay, so your thought process, Rabbi Yossi's thought process, is not necessarily true. Yeah. Okay. Let's see if we can bring a proof to Rabbi Yossi. Stefanos Halolu. Shiruba psachim v'chaloynus is mutter. If you make these walls with a lot of doors and a lot of windows, it works. Mavachi oimid merubah laporitz, but you have to have more wall than more enclosed than open. Now the more says one second. That sentence from the beginning to the end doesn't make any sense. You tell me it's the majority windows and doors. And then it has to be majority closed. That's not going to work. Which one is it? Shiruba Sokhadat. You can't read it, Shiruba. Even though there are many doors and windows, it works. Ubavad, you need Armin Merubah Laporitz. So it means that we're saying that Psachim and Chalonis are a problem if they become greater than Armin Merubah Laporitz, even though the Psachim and Chalonis were actual doors and actual Chalonis, they all have Tzuras HaPesach. They all have side posts and they have tops. So, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work when it's Ports Merubah. So that'd be proof to Rav Yosef.
It's not a single Tzuras HaPesach, right? There's many.
Well, that's what Rav Yosef's case was.
Yeah.
That's where Signus even the price it doesn't work, like Rav Yosef said.
So we know that many don't work.
Correct.
Each one doesn't close its own opening. So
no. Once you have parts of merubah, none of the Tzuras HaPesach will be able to address that issue. In other words, you have to address it with something more solid. So Omer of Kahana, Kitanya Yi, it's not true. I could tell you that Tzuras HaPesach will still work even in the case of parts of merubah. And the problem there was that the psachim which were there were not valid psachim. They were not valid surois ha-pesach. So then the issue was it's not valid surois ha-pesach, so then you have a problem of parts merubah. How is that? Kitanya hi b'piskei shimoi. It was openings which are Kukul. Rashi says the word shimoy means that they're not functioning properly. Yeah. So my piskei shimoy, what does that mean? what do you have in mind? You say Pisca Shimoi. So Pligal Bo Rav Ruchumi v'Rav Yosef. They argue with what that means. Chalam Adeles Lahu Shakvi didn't have a top. So very simple. So it wasn't a source of Pesach because it had two. It was a doorway, like we've discussed. A doorway can be considered a doorway, even without a top. It's not a source of Pesach. Didn't have a mashgrif. I'm sorry. That's the chadam lesslu tikra. Didn't have a roof. Didn't have a top. Shaka over here means that the side posts were not made properly, which Rashi explains that instead of being straight up and down. Which way you normally make a doorway, which is basically left like an opening in the bricks. You took out bricks. Well, bricks are usually put in staggered. So you have this opening which looks like this. That's not a normal way to make a doorway. So that you can't call that a Tzuras HaPesach. If my Tzuras HaPesach, I can have a side post here, a side post here, but it has to be done in a way a doorway look like. They're up and it goes like this. In and out, you know. No, you don't make a doorway like that. That's not a valid Tzuras HaPesach.
And yet, if you filled it in, it would be fine.
If you filled it in, it would be fine. Right? If you made it straight up and down, it would be fine. Okay. Let's see. Rashi. Bottom Rashi on Yudav Beis. No. Second. Bottom line on Rashi on Yudav Beis. So we know that Tzuras HaPesach addresses the width more than 10. But Malser Mahanya Begarba Malser addresses height. If it's taller than 20. What about the other way around? Fine. My Rab told Rav Yehuda, teach my son affiliation Tzuras HaPesach, even if Tzuras HaPesach can't be wider than 10. Rav Yehuda said, Rav Domer Tzuras HaPesach, Mahani Rab holds Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for wider than 10. So I'm going to extrapolate that to a case where the issue is not wider than 10, but the issue is parts meruba. There are more psachim on all the four sides. And on the terrace with Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach will not work. The filo psachim ktanam, even though the each opening is less than 10, it won't work. Just like Tzuras HaPesach doesn't make an opening more than 10 a doorway. So also lemahani the parts of merubah lo'imed bipsachim ktanim. It won't work for parts of merubah lo'imed each doorway being less than 10. Morris says no, that's not true. Mal yosem yeser dinu shlo yoyel tzuras HaPesach boy. Shkein chomer isura the width more than 10 we find is more halachically challenging, and therefore I understand that tzuras HaPesach won't work according to Rav than parts of merubah. So there's no place where opening more than 10 is acceptable. Which Remeir holds, you can't do more than 10. So Yehuda said it was two teams of Bokker, each one of four. Remeir says it was two teams, each one of three. So a team of three, if it's each one is an amah and two thirds, so that's 6 times 1.66, and that's 6 times 1.66 is 10. Ten reports from Rubel Ahmed.
6 times 1 2/3.
6 times 1 is 6. 6 times 2/3 is 12/3. 12/3 is 4. 6 and 4 is 10. Term of Ruba, Parvus Ruba Lo Oimid, appears to Shal Eser, Epochus, if the case where they're not too wide, they're 10 or less, Parvus Ruba Lo Oimid is acceptable. Sherei Hutter, Bepasi Biros, we allow the Pasi Biros to fill the Remei, even like Remei, the fact that the opening is wider than the wall, than the walls is acceptable. Even Remeir the Machmer Bahu, but also Yosef Miyasi, he says that more than 10 is not acceptable. Me but parts Meruba might have the shor. He agrees that parts Meruba is acceptable. The Koshkin the Rebbeinu the Machmer Yud Gimel Amo Shlisha. For sure that's true. in Rabbi Huda, which says it's 13 and a third, that parts Maruba is acceptable. That tzurz pesach will not work if there's less oimid than poritz. Interesting way of saying it. So, like Rabbi Yosef, where it says, now what's this din over there? Reuben sochodaitach, kima the Reuben psachim v'chaloynis. If you tell me it's more psachim and chaloynis, highly parts meruba. Ve'echim atzisul misli, but virtually hey oimid meruba. You can't make up your mind. Also, Reuben behen sh'asav behen harbi psachim v'chaloynis. There are many openings. Saviv, as long as they add up to being less than the oimid. But you have to have the space in between is greater than the openings. Even though the actual doors, which have a tzuras of Pesach, you need oimid meruba. No, that was basically a shimur. Two pshatim. Pesachim is shemim, mean that they're doorways which are desolate, which means they're not, they're lacking in their full status of a door. Shachina pesachim mikukolim. So the word shimoy means makulkul. Shemachusarim tikun kumoy zokin ashmoy. The more he uses that language in kedushin, it doesn't mean he's a person who has a veiras. It means he's chosim etaru. Now I don't know why that wouldn't be a language of shemim, of desolate. Shikvi mezuzas she neklutzu avneim mikana mikan. It's the side posts. The stones have been removed. Eben yotzes of eben nichneses. So some stones stick out more than others. Veins of tzuras pesach. That's not how you make a doorway. Tikrosh and klum binyan lemalo mina pesach. There's nothing on top. Al kolakosu cholok kepesach ad rosh. It's like it's smooth on the sides. Because there's something on top. Tzuras pesach shomru kadami kan v'kadami kan v'kadami gabayin. You need something on top also. Okay. Now the Mor wants to go back and say that Rav said that you can't have a tzuras pesach more than 10. Vafer Birchon and several back in the Gemara. Vafer Birchon and several all the Hod the Rav. Birchon also agrees that you can't have a tzuras pesach more than 10. Amar Rabin by Rav Ado. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok. My Zabadim Echad Mibikas based course. There's a person. The story with a person from the area called the fields of base Chorsin, the city of Chorsin. Shanaat Dalan Kundasin Ba'arba Pinos Asadah. He put four posts on the four sides of the field. Umosach Zmor Aleyah. And then he took a vine and put the vine, or something was one vine, it could be it was multiple vines, on top of these Kundasin. That the source of pesach works halachically. Interesting thing about klayim, even though Chazal say we're worried about yanika, we're only worried about yanika when it comes in a situation where it's ma'uriv, when there's a taruvus between the items. So if there's a wall in between, so even though there's a yanika in the karka of both fanim on one side and tzvu on the other side, that's acceptable. You can put it immediately up to the wall. Furthermore, even a tzuras pesach works for that purpose. So I made a tzuras. He made a tzuras pesach. Put a post here, a post here. Put something on top. He can put weed up to here, fanim up to here, no problem. Because that there's a wall in between. There's a tzuras pesach. And now, this he did this on all four sides. The same way we were matzah by klayim, it'll work by Shabbos. So they were matzah for klayim, but not for Shabbos.
Klayim is the oraisa, right? I mean, yeah. Here in this situation.
Correct. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the definition of what we need for Shabbos is different. Now the Mor is going to go through and try and tell what exactly is the point of the machlokes. We have to hold that.